Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and I have to thank on air the amazing genius of Gary Richard Arnold, who, by the way, will be doing a show probably with a co-guest next week, because I won't be here live. I'll be flying to Arizona to be with my son for his birthday on Monday the 22nd. But we will be doing live shows on Monday and Tuesday and flying back Wednesday. So we'll have more live shows as well by my co-hosts. Gary, I want to thank you again on YouTube alone, since we put that post up on October... what was the date now? October the... let me look at it here.
A week ago, maybe the 5th, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to tell me. It was the September 28th we did the video.
Oh, okay.
That September 28th video, which is now 2 weeks ago. We got 4,000 hits on YouTube and between 1,500, I think, plus on Vimeo. And I also embedded them over on the Real Donald Trump Sessions Twitter page and Lindsey Graham's pages as well, posting them up. So a lot of people saw this information. And we proved that Blasey Ford is not just a normal victim. She's not a survivor. She is a Blanchardian candidate lying and having embedded memories, which is only partial, by the way, so she couldn't perjure herself. Because if she said other non-corroborating evidence, she could be perjuring before the Senate committee and go to jail for it. This woman is a monster, and she comes from a monstrous family. If you saw the vetting that we have in this video, her grandfather was a member of the OSS and CIA doing black ops. Her father runs Redcoats, which is an agency that does security for billionaires and other rich people from the CIA. Her brother was an attorney until 2004 at Fusion GPS. She worked with Dr. Mengele at Stanford University in a mind control project for the CIA called MKUltra. This is a very evil person from a very evil family, and she's been vetted probably and abused from the time she was spawned, because she's obviously not born, she was spawned.
And the fact that a deep state family. In fact, they are the ones that create the false flags, the witnesses that say things and scare other witnesses to almost to death, so that they don't of what they've seen. And,
and until Trump gets rid of these parts of the swamp, he's never going to be safe, and even if he's gone, because Trump is an unusual entity. He doesn't take a salary. He's a blue-collar billionaire. He actually has a heart. That's why he's being hugged by Kanye West. Who's going to replace him? I don't see his vice president replace him. I don't even see his sons replacing him, or his daughter, Ivanka. What I am very concerned about is, if he doesn't completely clear the swamp's going to come back in spades. And we see good evidence of that. Just look at the latest, where they raised the interest rates in the Fed Reserve 3.32%. They never did it in 10 years during Barack Obama. Now they're trying to kill the economy, which is a very negative thing. At the same time, we know that this situation where they killed this journalist that went to Turkey and was apparently killed in Saudi Arabia trying to get some documents, and they cut his body out and brought it in bags. And Turkey has information that they say they can corroborate this evidence. And the SAD was working with this prince, new prince of Saudi Arabia. So there's some very bad things going on. In fact, the torturing of these Lebanese politicians, as well as these royal family princes, including Prince Alawi bin Talal, was directly to make sure they could manipulate social media, because they blackmailed him regarding his behavior, saying he was a homosexual or did things that were against Islam. They blackmailed him into actually pulling the plug on Alex Jones over on Facebook and on Apple. Saw up his Apple broadcast, and of course, the fall of his others have kind of pulled him down. And Alex has a perfect right to raise these questions. He may not have all the answers, but raising questions shouldn't get you misabused by the globalists. The fact is, the globalists are on the left and the right, and you pointed out exactly who they are. Now, we have a number of politicians that are, we have a deadline. Mark Meadows, Thomas Massey, Jim Jordan, Justin Amash, Mo Brooks, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee. They're all really important that we get these people elected, because if we don't have Trump supporting people that are actually trying to solve the problem, because their political system is a mess. The senators, the way they handled this Kavanaugh hearing was disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was terrible. It was non-existent. They faded into the background.
And now I hear women on there saying, including this legal expert on CNN, says that all you need is an accusation of a woman. No, you don't. You don't have what we call Napoleonic justice and lynch them, hang them, burn them, just because somebody says something. You have to have evidence, whether it's a sexual abuse kit in the emergency department or corroborated witnesses or other things. You sure as hell don't have someone have their career destroyed and their life destroyed. And by the way, this damage to Kavanaugh is not over. His daughters are going to be prosecuted in the future. The Democrats have already sworn that if they take the House, they're going to actually start 100 investigations, including trying to impeach Kavanaugh and Trump. This is not a game, is it? And this could actually lead, just like the Ship of Fools by Tucker Carlson, this can lead to revolution. Because if the left does regain some degree of power and tries to use it against the right and the conservatives in this country, you're going to have state secession, you're going to have violence in the street, and you're going to have us gun-toting GOP march on the Capitol and take the damn well over. It's not going to be pleasant, is it?
No. This is actually the Red Chinese model right now, where they don't care if the majority of the people don't understand it. What they're doing is balkanizing an army that will do what they want.
Yeah, but their army's going to die. Let's put it this way. And I'm going to make this statement so people kind of get it. Dr. Deagle's not a normal doctor, okay? I'm also not a passive. That's why the word nice should never be used near my name. Now, I'll die for you. And I'll tell you the truth, even makes you want to vomit. But one thing I won't put up with is abuse. And about 2.5 months ago, when I had Josh Bernstein on the show, I had afterwards, Right Wing Watch put out notices, and I had some statements on my Facebook page, by name, people that were going to shove a gun down my throat and kill me. Now, I got you to understand this, people out there, and I got some nasty emails afterward when I heard my statement, that, Dr. Deagle, you're not a nice person. Why in your delusional mind do you think I'm nice? If you come at me with a baseball bat when I'm at a restaurant, or a gun, or a weapon like a machete, I'm not going to allow you to have a survivable injury. I'm going to arrange an appointment for you to meet Allah, Satan, or whoever else you want to believe in. I'm going to make sure you take your last. Now, people say, oh, yeah, even Kanye West says you have the right to defend yourself. The problem is illegal guns. I do believe that they need search and seizure. And if someone has an illegal gun in Chicago, you need to go to prison for 5 years. They don't have to commit a crime, because these criminals are all waiting to shoot each other, and these gangs are on each other's throats. And it's allowed by the mayor of Chicago because they want to disarm public with no borders, no ICE, and complete chaos in the cities. This is what they want. They want no middle class. They want to destroy the middle class. And they want to have hegemony where they're at the top of some kind of communist, globalist elite, where the rest of us are going to be begging for the next crust of bread and the bowl of gruel. That's what they want, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, it's what they're building in every community, the cause with their global villages. It's the Agenda 21.
But guess what? They have no idea what they're unleashing. And in fact, as they persecuted the hell out of Kavanaugh, and you can tell this guy is a man who probably didn't have sex until his late 20s, probably had a number of girlfriends as much as on one hand, has been in love with his wife and been treating women with great respect. In fact, he announced all his clerks are female. You know why? He shoved it in the face of the other senators and other Supreme Court justices. I'm not going to abuse women. In fact, I'm going to hire them because I respect them. And the fact that these idiots and the CNN and others still want to go after Kavanaugh, let me tell you, Trump needs to start de-licensing these media. He needs to start closing down the Washington Post owned by Bezos. He needs to start deconstructing major superstates like Amazon, who wants a $10 billion contract with the U.S. government. He needs to start opening up all the data. So any small mom and pop outfit that wants the data that Bezos has accumulated for Amazon is open source to anybody. That would fix this whole freaking problem, and it would stop media. And if journalists put out articles that are inciting crazies to do things like kill Scalise, they need to go to jail, don't they?
Yep. With Jeff Sessions holding back, he's feeding, he's allowing.
Jeff Sessions is he's like a.
And that's true of every attorney general in every state of the union.
Well, Jeff Sessions' days are numbered. I can tell you, Trump is not going to do a damn thing with either Rosenstein or Sessions. But in less than 25 days, when the election happens, Sessions and Rosenstein are done. They're cooked just like an overcooked bun of bread in the oven. They're done, okay? And Sessions should realize if he doesn't start doing something like setting up an independent counsel to go after Hillary Clinton, the Uranium One, Mueller-gate, and all the other fools, now they've come out with information that shows that even the first FISA warrant was created by this maniac attorney who was actually working with Hillary Clinton's very attorney. That's enough's enough, okay? Trump, be Trump. As soon as you get elected, the midterms are over, bring down the guillotine on these son of bitches. Bring it down. Right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
GOP, or if you're not, by the way, I heard that 20% of the Democrats are going to walk away from the Democratic Party. 40% of independents already support Trump. Now, realize, if they don't vote for rational government and dialogue to fix things like health care, borders, the military, whatever, and immigration and the Bracero 2 work program and the DACA people, if we don't work with rationality, common sense, decency, and humanity, this nation's going to go to civil war. And the globalists are actually, this is the ship of fools that Tucker Carlson is talking about, are actually moving toward that. They don't give a crap. They don't care if Americans die or starve to death or the economy crashes because of their stupid policies. They don't give a crap. They don't care if we eventually have a thermonuclear war with nations we should be trading with and working out a deal. You know, as they say, we have to realize the Russians and Chinese are our brothers and sisters from another mother. And if you start realizing that, we'll also have a defensive Earth strategy against coronal mass ejections or asteroids like Apophis that's going to pass our way in about 10 years and 6 months. 10 years and 6 months from now, an asteroid 3 times the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs 60 million years ago is going to pass Earth with a 1% chance of it hitting us and a 98% chance of its debris field hitting us. Do the people not know that this is coming? Are the other their freaking minds knowing that we shut down the satellite observation stations in Arizona and elsewhere because we know we're ready to have a coronal mass ejection like the Carrington event of September 2nd anniversary in 1859? And if this happens and we don't harden our power grid, we're all going to die of everything because just the power will be out 6 months. 90% of the population of all Western nations will consume themselves in cannibalism, diarrhea, violence, and plagues. People don't get it, do they?
No, just shutting down.
And by the way, if you think there's anybody that knows more than I do anywhere, I double dog dare you to call into the show and try to challenge me on air. 877-317-6432. I am the descendant of Moshe, and I'm your modern leader to tell you. That's why I bring out top experts that are geniuses like Gary, who's brave enough to put up this information about the Manchurian candidate and these other globalists. And we're going to do more video tomorrow, probably between 12 and 3 on Vimeo, later putting it over to YouTube. You're not going to hear this on other shows in this network or any radio or TV shows. You're not. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to see it go to the depths, the spiritual depths, the intellectual depths, and the horror of what's coming. And unless we kind of apprehend this and decide, see, most of the public out there are not ignorant. They're viciously ignorant, which means they're baring their teeth because they know otherwise it's not true, but they think it's a survival mechanism to lie to themselves. It's not. Those lies are going to be stripped away just like a bad dressing. It hurts like hell to pull off, but it's going to happen. And what's going on right now is after the Kavanaugh hearing, these leftists aren't backing off at all. They're inciting violence. They're inciting violence. And these politicians should by themselves remove them from their political office and they should be put in jail. And these media outlets that push this stuff and continue to abuse Kavanaugh and the political process of jurisprudence and innocent until proven guilty, they need to go to the big house.
Their board of directors should be served notice, absolutely.
Magazines like Washington Post, owned by Bezos, and these media outlets need to lose their license. And that's, I don't think that's totalitarian. You start behaving yourself and you say you're going to do this and this and this and go through a process of retraining, we'll give your license back. But the moment a journalist opens their app and calls for a yellow revolution or a coup against the current president or makes statements that violate the principles of what it is to be an American, which is innocence until proven guilty, proper jurisprudence, and the protection of American citizens over illegals, we don't have anything to talk about. When I hear Hillary say that she wants to make sure that they're not going to be civil until they get power, this is dangerous. She needs to already wear orange right now. The son of a bitch, Hillary Rotten Clinton Hildebeest, needs to shut the hell up. Now, I'll help the woman. She wants to help her with her Parkinson's disease.
Organizations, you know, they're not only subsidized, and sitting on top of them is the various operations of Mockingbird. They truly are public utilities, and therefore, the media should be open to everybody at this time. Because the advertisers are the pharmaceuticals and the huge foundations. The tax money isn't available for the public good at all. So,
I'm going to put up your picture you sent me. I'm going to send the picture that you put up regarding Sessions. Now, I know that Sessions is like a bad loaf of bread that's going to go moldy. And so is Rosenstein. He's not going to fire Rosenstein before the 2018 midterms. And this crazy bitch, heartless bitch, Nikki Haley, that left and gave her notice, were during the Kavanaugh massacre, I call it, the Kavanaugh massacre by these senators, and bringing in people to scream their head off in the gallery in the Senate building is disgusting. But this picture shows up, wake up, watchdog, and it shows up, corruption, it's got Holder, treason, it's got Obama, then it's got Hillary, bribes, kickbacks, Russia collusion, and it's got this dog here, it says AG, which is Sessions. You can see the dog looks like Jeff Sessions, okay? He's got a little bone bowl that says Sessions. Money laundering, and it's got Bill Clinton. I mean, damn it. Don't people understand that this is going to have consequences, and there's going to be people die, not just have a bad day as a result of it. And I'm really angry about this because I want Trump to be Trump. In 25 days, roughly, he needs to start bringing the anvil down. He needs to start bringing down the guillotine and firing these son of bitches. He needs to become the apprentice again. You're fired, Sessions. You're fired, Rosenstein. Not only are you fired, Nikki, I'm going to put the person back into your position in the United Nations that's on the same sheet of music and has a heart. We're going to feed the people of North Korea. Yeah, we're going to be tough with them and make sure we have on-site observation for missiles and nuclear weapons and make sure you don't ship it to Venezuela to attack us from the south. And by the way, Russia, you're not going to make stupid statements about how you're going to attack us with hypersonic cruise missiles. We'll make a deal with you to work out the economy, but you need to know, don't try this and get this away. And the thing
you can see how Nikki Haley fit in with this destruction of monuments and so forth. Had demonstrations and violence all of last year, which she got rid of all the Confederate monuments, etc. But this is Harlan Cleveland, who's the Rockefeller guy that wrote Global Perspectives in Education, said American citizens, we've got to get rid of their orthodoxies, such as studying American history, American geography, American lifestyles, and American ideas. He says we have to have world citizenship with international interdependence and a planetary environment. And, of course, Brock Chisholm comes right in on that tap, on top of that, and he says to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. But that's where Nikki Haley was last year.
Wait, isn't that amazing? Is that disgusting?
There's operatives all over the place.
Yeah, but you can easily identify them. It's not difficult. It's like if you're a person getting rid of pests, and we have our pest control people around here in Southern California, you can easily identify the pests and know what to do to get rid of the buggers. We have a lot of pests inside the government, the bureaucracy and these politicians. Holder, who said when they get down, we kick them. This guy's a former attorney general. It's not a minor person. And then he tried to say he wasn't inciting violence. What a liar. And then Hillary Clinton said, we're not going to be civil unless we get power. Are you kidding me? So in other words, you're going to have mob rule until you get back in power. God help us if you do get in power. You're going to raise taxes, bring a sick health care system, which is destroying and killing people in Canada and Britain, and give it to everybody and bankrupt the country, open the borders, get rid of ICE, and take away people's guns so they can't even defend themselves when there's violence in the streets. Oh, my God. That's an OMG moment, isn't it?
Well, you got the top law, the former top law enforcement officer suggesting violence. Kick him in the face.
Exactly. Wow. You need to be kicked into jail there, bud. Just that statement should kick you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're going to go through this with all the pictures up tomorrow, but I want to go through some of the strategic battle over the final separation of children from parents. Now, when a parent commits a crime inside the country, the children aren't sent to prison. Now, when a parent commits a crime or come across the border with a child trying to think they use it as a ticket to get in, it's a crime. And, you know, Trump reversed this status to say we're going to keep the children with the parents. I'm not sure where that status is right now, but these Democrats and media went nuts over it. We have in 1921, the Council on Foreign Relations was founded, mainly through Colonel House's influence. Again, remember, Colonel House was there in the government at the time that they set up the arrangement for the Fed Reserve System, isn't it?
Not only that, he wrote a book called Philip Drew Administrator, and it's a blueprint for an American dictatorship. And
I got that book.
Way back then, proposes a North American Union.
Right. To build the needed network of globalist supporting groups, it would disperse tens of millions of dollars annually from the major tax-exempt foundations such as Carnegie and Rockefeller. 1925, the Rockefeller Foundation grant gives birth to the International Bureau of Education. Okay? Then 1932, Rockefeller Foundation President Max Mason tells trustees that the social sciences will concern themselves with the rationalization of social control, the control of human behavior. 1946.
Everything changed, including today's charter schools, which a lot of Republicans are on, and I'd probably jump on if I didn't understand that when it's a charter school, the public no longer has control over it. It's designed to make workers for the large multinationals.
Exactly.
In a sense, I always felt that that was equivalent to wood shop or auto shop or other types of electronic or trade schools. But it's designed to move people off of their individuality and onto a workforce.
So it has to make them vulnerable.
Gradually change.
Right.
If we go in that direction at all, but today's force behind it is not to get your kids a job, but to create this social behavioral network.
Let me read the next one. 1946 or 47, both dates have been cited. Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. Now, I know more than almost any living human about what Tavistock Institute started doing with electrodes implanted in different parts of the brain, including their later work with Americans with the Rambo chip to implant it in the rage-controlled amygdala with a chip literally running down into the person's neck so they could turn on the kill reflex to kill, kill, kill until they turned it off. Then they later decided to use transcranial electromagnetic pulse waves to change behavior, which, by the way, people like Elon Musk are working with this Neuralink to actually be able to hack into human consciousness with high bandwidth. And by the way, they need the 5G network to do so. So if you don't think this is all happening voice to skull or voice to cortex or scalar waves to change human behavior, you're a freaking idiot and you're unqualified to have a damn opinion. You got an attitude, not a freaking opinion, which is why I don't get knuckleheads calling in the show and saying, well, I know more than you, Deagle. Who do you think you are? You need to shut up, sit down, and listen, because what I know is scary as hell, and I don't really want to tell you the whole thing because you'll just commit suicide if you're not saved. So Education Commission of the States, together they prepared a report titled The United States Prepares for Its Future, Global Preparedness and Perspectives in Education. The Rockefeller, Ford, and Exxon Foundations helped fund this report in the foreword. New Age and Harlan Cleveland, author of The Third Try at World Order, wrote, a dozen years ago, teaching and learning in global perspective was still exotic doctrine, threatening the orthodoxies of those who still thought of American citizenship as an amalgam of American history, American geography, American lifestyles, and American ideas. It now seems almost conventional to speak of American citizenship in the same breath with international independence and the planetary environment. In other words, they want to make us global citizens, not Americans, don't they? And then in 1996, December, then of course, you mentioned this, and I wanted you to expand on it. December of 1996, a symposium organized by the Peter F. Drucker Foundation for Nonprofit Management sponsored the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. The focus of this large churches like, which was Rick Warren's CFR church. He's a member of CFR, which is why they had him during even the Bush Foundation making so-called a pastor for the White House. Neutralize independent thought. CFR Rick Warren, purpose-driven churches. This is more BS. I did was when I was actually in Colorado Springs with the pastor of New Life Church there, and I directly confronted him because I was a cell leader, that he was full of it. And later on, he got proven that he was a drug addict and a bisexual pedophile. And the 1 million nonprofit organizations, we are now talking about a true partnership to build community and produce people who are needed by healthy business and a healthy society. Emerging partnerships, new ways in a new world, is hyperlinked by a great living American woman patriot. Now, who is that, by the way?
Charlotte Ezerbet. She's the one that exposed the skull and bones and risked her life, and her son and herself has been attacked.
Right, I got the link there. We'll put up this article, too. 1973, after a trip to China, David Rockefeller praised Mao Zedong, who had slaughtered over 65 million people. His report from a China traveler highlights the goals presented in the UN report, such as the Commission of a Global Governance and the UNESCO's Our Creative Diversity. Now, you talk about Panettistan in Northern California, where you live. And by the way, this one, Blasey Ford, who has her beach friends, includes the Panettistan crowd, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Her euphemism, beach friends, is connected with the communist network here in the Monterey Bay area in Panettistan.
Right, and that's why this day, that's why I've changed the name, by the way, and I have the right to, because I'm Deagle. And my word salad over in Clay and Iron, I call this state Commufornia. Do you like that?
That's it.
It is. This is Commufornia. And by the way, if we get Gavin Newsom in, oh my God. This guy is a clear satanic maniac. He wants to bring a national health care that's broken and give it to everybody. Now, I worked in national health care in Canada. It's hangnail medicine at the speed of light. If you got something serious, to hell with you, literally. We're going to pull a ventilator. We're going to kill you. We're going to give you a lethal injection. We are screw you. You have something more complex than a hangnail. That's what they're going to do.
The red Chinese influence here again, you know, and that is Hugh DeLacy, a red Chinese spy, espionage agent, which Panetta was sending material. You got Dianne Feinstein, whose chauffeur for 20 years was communist.
You can be guaranteed she's dirty. I mean, these people are dirty. A lot of them are getting foreign bank accounts and rich because they're involved with the global Chinese and these global organizations, exporting our business and our factories. In the last 30 years, we've lost 50-plus thousand factories to China, specifically because of globalists inside our government like Feinstein, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I can continue reading here while you're reading.
Rockefeller, Rockefeller quotes, too, which he talks about how wonderful Red China is. He says, whatever the price of the revolution, you know, 65 million people dead, and, of course, we've got the Georgia Guidestones that advocates, you know, more than that worldwide. He says it's obviously succeeded. It fostered high moral and community purpose. And he said China has benefited greatly from the singleness of ideology and purpose. Again, that's what our education system.
Oh my God!
That's the final separation of our children from the parents.
No,
the social experiment in China under Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in history, and that's John D. Rockefeller.
Well, I can give you the name of the incubi and succubi, horror demons inside these people's soul that makes them so dark that they don't listen to the Most High God and do things that destroy the human race, their brothers and sisters created by God. That's what's going on here. People don't see this war in the spirit. They don't see the war in the geopolitical. For example, when you hear the call for violence from Hillary Clinton, Cory Booker, and Mad Maxine, this is not funny. We're heading toward revolution, aren't we?
We are. And that other email that you got that's talking about the voter fraud that's existing here in California, where they're gathering tens of thousands.
Yeah, expand on that, because they tried to say it was a mistake. They added 1,500 names. No, there's more like 2.5 to 4 million names are going to add to the voter list, and they're going to try to shove these through the midterm elections and afterward in 2020, try to see if they can tip the balance back toward Hillary, whoever the proxy is for the globalists. It's disgusting, and it's not okay. It's not okay, because if they try to do this, you'll see secession of states from the United States. You'll see violence in the streets. You're going to see them try to... You'll see pushback from the right like they've never seen before. They think they're going to disarm us. They're delusional, aren't they?
They are. We've got...
I'll release on them technologies a lot more dangerous than guns. I'll release technology that'll make Star Wars look like a game. How's that?
You got it.
You made me mad now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Just said about a counter-revolution, because what I see happening in both the GOP Republican Party that are anti-Trump and the Democrats, we have a counter-revolution being taken from people who want to destroy the nation-state. Now, if you look at the Bible, it talks about 10 kings that shall give their power to the one super-government for 1 hour or one period of time. That is the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Rockefeller, and all these other foundations like the Panettistan. And they want to basically erase the idea of nation states completely. So we're just a part of Zone 3, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico. 10 zones that literally cover the entire commercial world. And that, and people say, well, no, you're making that up. No, I'm not. You need to read. You need to damn well read what's going on here. This is a takeover. This is a counter-revolution, isn't it?
Yeah. No, there's a formal organization that's implanted in a lot of the counties around here in California also, called the Immigration Liberation Movement. And they're openly organizing open sedition and revolution. And they're encouraging their members to report on constitutional, American constitutional law enforcement, such as ICE and the police. And right from their website, they give tips to take, pictures of vehicles and the agents and, the time, the locations, what's said, any condescending words, if they took any people, they warn people not to engage with them. And then they also say they will help verify whether something is a raid or actually happening before rumors create panic. What that means is, apparently they endorse panic, but they want to make sure that they have it backed up. So when the riots are there, that they can blame constitutional law enforcement for it. These guys are bad. They claim they're fighting ICE with a rapid response hotline for residents to call ICE in the community. They have people from San Francisco, they say, that will be brought down to any town or city that has 40 people that will sit there and listen to them from an outfit called MigraWatch, M-I-G-R-A, W-A-T-C-H, and Pangas Legal Services. Now, Pangas, the word Pangas, P-A-N-G-E-S, means one world, of course. You know, they're working for the multinational goals of the elite, a one-world government. But they've trained over 100 response volunteers on how to safely and peacefully monitor and document detention scenes. They receive training, including by the Monterey Bar Association, which is Panetta's place of residence. The whole area is turned into a Marxist communist organization in which the middle class are subject to this tyranny and this revolution that's forming, just as it did in Red China and other violent revolutions. In fact, the icon you see on that email I sent you is from their website. It shows a policeman and a man from ICE with a couple of their people taking pictures and so forth. But again, Immigration Liberation Movement with the communist clenched fist. And you got a picture of Jimmy Panetta, Leon Panetta's son. He's a red diaper baby, you know. Just
I like that red diaper. That's pretty funny. And of course, you got the quote that you put last week and this week, Brock Chisholm. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men, comma, their individualism, comma, loyalty to family traditions, comma, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, period. Whoa.
Yeah, no, they pretend they're for diversity, but what they want is the sameness. And they say they want the sameness every time. Just as Rockefeller was praising these guys, a singleness of ideology, a singleness of purpose, that's not diversity. They don't believe in diversity. That's a lie in order to create division.
They want human automatons that will not resist the state or the superstate.
Exactly. But the revolution's going on here. Jimmy Panetta was bragging that there's 10,000 people that are illegal working in the fields in Monterey alone, and that he represents them. And these organizations, which Panetta Institute and so forth support, say...
Well, I have a solution to that. Number one, they need to vet them to make sure they're not a gang member. Number two, they need a tracker anklet. They need to go to a bed in a facility where they're under armed guard, and they're bussed down to the work site, and they're bussed back to their place so they can't go to big cities and cause havoc. That's called a Bracero 2 program. And you keep half of their money in a bank, and you give the other half to go back to their home country. That's real simple, isn't it? That's called Bracero 2.
Right. Well, they've been importing the homeless here for... ever since Trump got elected, I think you remember the attacks on the homeless people whenever there's a Republican in office. And they always blame it on the Republican president when really they're both working together. But they're creating the excuse that these people are either veterans or families that hit hard times. And of course, it's kind of hard to make out there's hard times. I see, you know, for hire signs all over the place in our county for the first time in years. So, but we've got camps along the freeways and under the bridges and in the parks. And
yeah, but these people are a combination of either mentally ill or drug addicts.
Yeah.
That's what
and
they are.
They want them there to create the feeling that these are local, in, you know, indigenous or from our own community, when really the army, the invasion army, are those over the border, the tens of thousands, coming in over the border.
But they're not just over the. They're not just over the border. They're from other states too. Do you know that right now the numbers increase? And I've been here 10 years. 1/3 of all the welfare recipients in the United States live now in California. It used to be about 1/5, now it's 1/3. 1/3 of all the welfare recipients, and by the way, these are often mentally ill people or with low skill sets, or they really are mentally deficient, or they come from an abusing family so they never got skill sets. And they need help. Now, the way to help them is what I call reverse income. You don't have a giant bureaucracy, you get a job for them to whatever dollar value the employer can afford, and you top it up. And you also control the prices of housing. But you simply also allow more housing to be developed. They get housing permits that are not developed here in California. There could be a lot more reasonably priced housing. It's driving people out of the state.
Well,
and these are simple solutions.
Now, I think it's Proposition 10 or H or something like that. And it's a rent control for the whole state, and that includes single-family residences and even if you're renting a room. And also the gas tax, which I think is number 6, they totally rewarded it so nobody would recognize it as a
gas tax. If you just,
guys are as crooked as...
How can you control rents if a person's mortgage is so high they can't pay their mortgage because the renter can't pay enough to keep the house solvent? You can't just do that. You have to have a system set up to allow new houses to be permitted and be built at reasonable prices, and you need to also not have compact superhouses where basically people are stacked and packed like they're in a hive. You know, you need to have community where there's parks and places for people and kids to play and things like that are reasonable. And that can be done. It doesn't have to...
Enterprise with reasonable zoning laws will take care of itself.
Exactly. So what the government does is everything they touch, they have what they call the anti-Midas touch. Everything they touch turns into horse manure, doesn't it?
It's for control.
Right.
You'll never be an individual. You'll never have a future.
Right. Just like Obama's saying, you didn't build it.
Into their pig, you know.
Yeah. Just like Obama said, you never build it. You didn't build it. You didn't design it. You didn't invent it. Obama is a narcissistic, self-important moron who's a devil in disguise. And even his reverse speech says, "Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan." Every time he said his mantra, you know.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
In the army, you might sign a piece of paper that gives over, you know, some of your rights. But when you're born into the country and they give you an ID and create a debt on you and make you a resource of the state, that's as anti-American and as ugly as it gets.
That's why we got his advocates on, Kelby Smith. People need to understand what's going on. Is if you don't come out of Babylon, part of it is listening to the show. Come out of Babylon, you people, lest you share in her curses. And America both is the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. We have the duality of a spirit which is both the most evil nation on earth and the most nicest, wonderful nation on earth. And we have that duality, and someday that duality is going to split. The evil twins are going to have to die.
Yeah, our oxygen could disappear real quick, so use our freedom. Buy those books, get those DVDs, get your health supplement.
Get your health, up to a thing, and get yourself out of the big cities, independent with power and water. Get yourself ready for catastrophe, because believe me, they're going to catastrophize the economy. That's why they crashed the stock market this last few days. That's why they're getting ready to try to take the wind out of Trump's sails. That's why they persecuted Kavanaugh. And if you think they're finished, they're not even warmed up yet, are they?
No, they're panicky. There's been some fancy footwork by Trump, which is good. We need to learn from that, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
We've got a long way to go.
Money doing it.
Tomorrow afternoon we'll do this video. Gary, I really appreciate all the documents. And again, we've exposed the Wicked Witch, Blasey Ford, and her Manchurian candidate status.
It's been said.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.